Live, and we're live. Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. And it's a Sunday. Anyway, so that was a note. We just went live. Podcasts are doing good. So if you don't get a chance to watch us, you can play us anytime during the day and listen to us in podcast form. We're almost even one for one on the podcast and the videos. Soon we'll be there, probably in another month or so. Anyway, topic I want to talk about today, I was thinking about it today, I was listening to some stuff about focusing on one or two things, and I realized companies are doing OKRs all wrong. Most companies. The ones that really do good are probably doing it the right way, but I'm going to tell you right now, most companies who think they know what OKRs are and how to deal with them don't know, okay? And this is what I'm going to say. Anyway, that's what I want to talk about, OKRs today. So, this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way so you can get value to the customer, not work crazy hours to get that value to the customer, and get home at a decent time so you can be with family and friends because you're going to want those relationships over your lifetime. That's why we do it. And also to have a little fun. So we have some fun sometimes, put some fun videos up and do some stuff. Things like that. Dogs are exhausted because we were up at 5. Took them out for a walk. And this one's over here snoring. Anyway, so it's not the show. It's the fact that I got her up at 5 a.m. in the morning, took her for a walk. I made her walk all around the city. Anyway, okay, so OKRs, right? So we got OKRs. There's a lot of people out there, oh, I know what OKRs. I'm going to do OKRs. They don't get the point. And I was listening to something today. If you ever listen to Bob Proctor, he talks about having one or two things to focus on. And if you read everything about OKRs, that's what they say also. But does anybody do that? No, they don't. Why? I'm going to show you why. And we're going to talk about a backlog. So people think, corporations think, you write an OKR, and then the whole company has to work to the OKRs. So maybe you do 1, 2, 3, 4 OKRs, right? And then what they think, because this is the way their brain works, right? And this was dawned on me. You got a backlog. Let's talk backlogs. We're talking Agile, right? And we're also talking about bringing value to customers. So you have your backlog. So your big backlog on the side can make squares. Backlog. And what they say, what they try to say, because they're used to this, everything has to have a relationship with something else. And no, it doesn't. And that's where OKRs come from. And let me make a clarity. OKRs are your objectives and key results. But they aren't supposed to be related to course of business activities. This is where everyone messes up, right? Everyone thinks everything you work on, whether it's a business as usual, BAU, or some new project, has to relate to an OKR, right? And all these guys got to go match up one for one with the OKR. So basically, you make this big tree structure because they love trees, right? Yeah, you can have a one-to-one relationship. So each one of these things have to match to an OKR or you do not do the work. Wrong. You do the work. The thing is wrong is that they don't have to match to an OKR. That's the mistake. And I wanted to share that with you. So the mistake is people think everything has to map to OKR. And that is wrong. Big exclamation. That is wrong. This is wrong. So that's wrong. What it should be doing, and I'm going to do this in the black ink now. What should be doing is you figure one or two things that are radically different. You listen to the SpaceX, the husband listen to SpaceX, what they talk about. One or two things that are radically different. You got to have some radical goals. radical goals in your day-to-day work don't match, okay? Listen to what they're saying. So you need OKRs. Let's be radical, right? That's what OKRs are. They're radical, right? Maybe I moved that purposely that way. No, I didn't, but I just did that way. It's supposed to be radical. So you have OKR one, and you got OKR two. Just two. These two things are supposed to change your business. And they change business. I didn't say anything about doing your day-to-day business you do today. Change. So what you do, I'll probably talk about this more in one episode, but I got a deadline to go. So with OKRs, radical, right? What you're asking for yourself, okay, we want to be a radical change in business. Give me one or two things in my backlog every sprint that help me hit with those radical different changes. Just one or two, not 50, not everything has to match. Just one or two, right, that are OKR radically changing the way we do our business. That is what an OKR is supposed to be about, radical change. So we just need, I am running out of space. I should have took the bigger whiteboard. I took the little whiteboard. So I just need one or two things per sprint. Okay, one or two things. So it's not everything in the sprint has to match to an OKR, right? This is your backlog. This is your backlog. Your backlog. Right. So only one or two things are supposed to match the OKRs. I don't know if you can see that, but that's the difference. So now when you think about OKRs come Monday morning, or whenever you listen to this episode, my only recommendation is think about it. Think about what I said. OKRs aren't all your business work. You do not do one-to-one matching in a hierarchical tree fashion. So everything that's in your backlog matches to an OKR. That's wrong. I need a red pen. Do I have a red pen? I'll find a red pen. I'm going to modify with a red pen. It's that OKRs are one or two things, just one or two, not 50, that you're going to do that are radically going to change your business. And that one or two things in each sprint map to those OKRs so that you can move the needle to radically get more value, more revenue, hire more people, have a better work life, everything that's about that. For those one or two things, so those one or two OKRs that you work on every quarter. And that's supposed to radically transfer. You need one or two out of every sprint. The rest of the sprint is business as usual. How you operate every day. You got to do so many sales. You got to do so many sale calls. You got to write so many codes. You got to fix so many upgrades. You got to do all that. That is not an OKR. So think about what I'm saying here. There is most of the companies I've ever worked with are thinking about it totally wrong. And they high price consultants are telling you the wrong thing. The agile accountants are trying to make you match everything that you're working to an OKR. That's not how it works. Just trying to say that to you. It's not how it works. I think that's the difference that what's going on that would radically change how OKRs are handled in corporate world. Think about it. Because they're all right. The ideas have a radical change. You still got to pay a lot. I'm listening to, the woman who's in charge of SpaceX. And she says, but you still got to keep the light that we want to have a profitable business. You have to have revenue. So all that other stuff is your revenue. You want to make sales. You want to launch rockets. You want to put a new capability. I'm going to change colors on my screen because we have a new rollout of some label or logo or something. Okay, fine. That is not radically changing your business. That's tweaking it, right? But you got to do that stuff. That stuff has, because it has to have a new fresh coat. But to radically change your business is what OKRs are about. That's how those other companies grow so fast. That's Google grew so fast, right? They still had to work the search engine. They still had to make the search engine better. Maybe there's some things in making it quicker, faster. But that was not what radically changed your business, right? Radical business. How do we now sell advertisement on the search results? That was a radical change, right? But they still had to do the search engine, still had to upgrade the servers, make sure their version of the cloud was working. That all needed to be done. But all that doesn't trace to an OKR. So think about that when you next time they're saying, we need to map everything in our backlog to an OKR. And when they tell you that, say, you need to watch Greg Messer's video on this thing and say, no, that isn't what OKRs are about. But we do need to radically change our business. So with that, I'm going to say goodbye. Have a good day. Please give us a thumbs up if you like the show. Ring the bell once or twice so you get a notification when we put new stuff out there. And I wish you all happiness and health. And may you meet some new people, make some new relationships inside and outside of work. So take care. Bye. And see ya.